Already home.
The McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Hit
93.5. Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, morning, everybody. Hey, Pippa's on annual leave. Mike, welcome to the studio.
Hello, I'm back again. I always invade the studio when people least expect it.
I know. Heard a proposal yesterday on Twitter that November 15th, because of the controversy around Australia Day, maybe they should just move it to November 15th.
Okay.
Yesterday was the day Australia said yes to equal marriage, and also was the day that the Socceroos qualified for the World Cup.
Now, that is awesome, awesome news.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't it amazing? Did you watch the Socceroos game last night, by the way?
I didn't, because I knew I had to be up in the morning for this.
Oh, this is how it ended, Mike.
Yeah. Again, it was pretty untidy, but Ellis gets the goal.
And as you watch that replay, Nestor Pitana has blown the full-time whistle, and Australia have done it. It has taken 884 days, 22 games, and an awful lot of soul-searching along the way. But Australia are going to their fourth consecutive World Cup finals.
Should we say spoiler alert in case anyone hasn't? It's too late?
Oh, too late. If you don't know that the Socceroos are going to the World Cup, you must be living under a rock of some sort. So,
yeah, you haven't checked your social media at all, because that's all that's on at the moment.
I'm labelling November 15th as my favourite day of the year. So
it was a pretty great day yesterday. Let's be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk a bit more about that, all that and more later on in the show, including our local member for National Parliament at a local level, Mark Coulton. Now, during the week, he said that he would weigh up the national vote and the local vote as to how he'll vote in the same-sex marriage postal survey.
Yes.
We have got a statement from him, so we'll let you know exactly what he is going to do a little later in the show as well. Plus, we'll give you the full Socceroos wrap, which I was very, very excited about.
We're hoping to give away $650 in wake-up call, $5,550 in Smash for Cash as well.
Oh, we're giving away more cash than any other radio station in the Central
Certainly
West.
Certainly do.
Plus, your chance to be on the standby list for Pippa and Jimmy's Lucky Duck as well. Camila Cabello right now, Havana.
Go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
And let's go to the movies right now with our fabulous movie analyst, Shane A. Bassett. Come on in, mate.
Good morning. I'm always happy to be here talking movies with you guys.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, Shane A. Bassett, let me introduce you quickly to my co-host today. Mike from Workday is filling in for Pippa, who's on annual leave.
Howdy.
Hi, Mike.
Fantastic. Oh, that was just a natural meeting. You two.
Totally natural.
Hit it off.
That wasn't weird
fantastic.
At all.
Fantastic.
You know, I hope Mike likes movies.
I don't mind a good movie.
Oh, talking movies. Shane Abessa, let's get stuck into Justice League 2 right now. Or Justice League, I think it is. No, not even number 2.
Well, another week and another superhero movie. Of course, Thor Ragnarok only came out a couple of weeks ago. But people who know their comic books will realise that that was a Marvel movie. And this one, Justice League, is a DC movie. There is a major difference.
Ooh.
And I didn't really like Batman versus Superman a few years ago, but since then we've had Wonder Woman only earlier this year, and oh my god, I really thought Wonder Woman was one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen. So she joins this group where Batman has to get together all these crime fighters in Gotham, Aquaman, The Flash and Cyborg. So it's kind of like DC's version of the Avengers. Nothing really new here, except they're different characters, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah. It's darker. If you want to compare it to the recent Thor, that concentrated a lot on comedy, where this one's a little bit more darker, but it works for me. I really enjoyed it.
So, I mean, we're so used to seeing Aussies in these superhero movies with the Hemsworths and all that sort of stuff. Is there any Aussies in this one?
No Aussies that I could see. However, there is a link because there is a spin-off movie for Aquaman, which is currently being filmed in Australia, the same place where they filmed Thor. You know, no, this is all about getting the gang together and working like budding the teams up. And for action and comedy, it works for me. I think people don't really like, you know, it's a matter of opinion, but a lot of people have had something to say about Ben Affleck playing Batman. I think he's quite good. Christian Bale, of course, is one of my favourite Batmans, and Michael Keaton. So you've just got to go with the flow with the new. Wonder Woman is flawless. And I think she makes the whole film. But one of the new characters, Cyborg, he's also very good and one to watch.
Fantastic. Shane A. Bassett here with us talking Justice League. That's out in cinemas this week. Hey, just quickly as well, Daddy's Home 2, that's out next week, but previews this weekend.
It is. There's sneak previews in cinemas this weekend. So if you want to catch it a week early, check it out. Otherwise, it's all Christmas-themed too. So if you're looking for a Christmas movie, that might be the one to see.
And I've got to thank you as well, because Pippa and I went and saw that fabulous Murder on the Orient Express at your recommendation. And oh, for a murder mystery, Shane A. Bassett, that one had us right to the end.
I'm always happy that you listen to my opinions. And, of course, when it comes to movies, I love to help people out.
The wonderful Shane A. Bassett. Hey, catch him on Twitter at @movie_analyst. Mate, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
We are Dubbo and the Central West, number one at 10 minutes past 8. Morning, everyone. Jimmy and Mike on the air. Pippa away on annual leave, enjoying herself. Yesterday, the historic day, November 15th, Australia overwhelmingly voted in support of same-sex marriage.
Yes, they did. The exact amount was 61.6% was the yes vote, was the official one nationally.
Fantastic. Mike, I've appointed you the official statistician of the Hit Breakfast team this morning.
Yes.
How did Dubbo on the Central West vote?
Okay, so in our electorate of Parks, it was a 53% yes vote, with 78,516 people in our electorate voted.
Great.
And we got a 53% yes vote. The 65 and older were the people who participated the most at 85% of eligible voters.
Great.
And females were more likely to vote as well. They got 74% of eligible voters into that survey.
Well, it was a great participation rate. And off the back of this, I contacted Mark Coulton. He is the national member for the Parks electorate for the Nationals.
Yes.
I posed a couple of questions to him. Mm-hmm. The first question was, according to the ABC, you've advised that you'll weigh up the local and national vote when deciding how to vote on the same-sex marriage. With this in mind and how both your electorate and nation has clearly voted yes, 53 and 62% respectively,
yep.
Can you now confirm that you'll be voting in favour of a change to the Marriage Act to include same-sex couples?
Mm-hmm.
Mark replied, he said, as I've consistently stated and said in the past, in numerous interviews, I will vote in Parliament according to the wishes of both my electorate and the nation. Therefore, I will vote in favour of a change to the Marriage Act to include same-sex couples. I posed one further question to him as well.
Okay, yeah.
I said, if you are voting yes, could you please provide details on whether you will be voting in favour of amendments which would allow discrimination against gay couples who intend to get married? Discriminations that are currently illegal, or can you guarantee that the current rights of the gay community in your electorate will be protected?
Mm-hmm.
I was very pleased to read his response, which says, I can also guarantee that I will not support any amendments which would allow discrimination against gay couples who intend to get married. I can absolutely guarantee that the current rights of the gay community will be protected. My position on this has never been any different. So
This is excellent news.
It's good news.
In fairness, and that is a clear answer as well. Like, there's no sitting on the fence. He's given us a clear answer, which is great to see.
Fantastic. Magda, have I said it right?
Yes, it's Magda Szybanski. Now, I'm a fan of Magda, obviously, from, like, Kath and Kim. And, I still struggle with her last name. Szybanski? We're going to go with Szybanski.
She got interviewed yesterday morning on what this result of a yes vote nationally meant to her. Take a listen.
So relieved. Exhausted. I feel like I've been run over by big gay rainbow truck, but very happy. No, it has been joyous. It has been joyous. And really just a moment of extraordinary pride that really this decision was, the politicians should have made it. They farmed it out to the Australian people, who came back with this resounding vote in favour of equality and love and compassion. And it's made me think we should just make all decisions like this in the future. But
there's Magda on what the result meant to her. Funny enough, she said she felt like she'd been run over by a big gay rainbow.
It's but it was quite quite the celebration today. Yesterday as well. It happened at 10 a.m. And all day, and then overseas as well, Hollywood and all over the world, it's been a massive world news story.
Absolutely.
And it's just filled with happiness.
Absolutely.
It's just great to see.
The world has responded so positively. Last night, I spent most of my evening with the local LGBTQI plus community. And the film, the feeling was that of acceptance, of that of love. So I just want to say personally, thank you to everyone who voted yes, because that means the world to me.
And also, if you want to come and celebrate,
yeah,
this Saturday is the Pride March as well. We're going to be there in the hit truck,
in the hit squad. Yeah.
We're going to be there. If you want to come down and celebrate on Saturday, it's happening.
It's happening at Macquarie Street, the Pride March. Plus, also, one other very important person in the Central West who made this issue his own. His name's Nicholas Steep.
Yes,
he
Nick
works
Steep.
At Headspace, and throughout the whole campaign, I want to give this guy a shout out because he was constantly organising events, showing love, encouraging people to vote yes, and he did it all with dignity, with pride, and showing total respect to both sides. So to Nicholas Steep, you're a fabulous young man, and congratulations on your efforts, and congratulations on the Central West with 53% of people in our electorate voting yes.
Absolutely, and we get to celebrate with a little bit of Kylie. That was great too.
We love you all, everybody. Khalid on the air now. Young, Dumb, Broke. This is Hit. Morning. Little Ed Sheeran, Go Away Girl, this is Hit 93.5.
Little Ed Sheeran? It's the little Ed that could.
He's a wee little British man. Hello, I'm Ed Sheeran, a wee little British man. He looks a bit like Prince Harry a bit, eh?
We tease only because we're so jealous that he's super rich, let's be fair.
Talking about the British, some of the British didn't even make it to the World Cup this year.
Oh, did they not make it?
No, Northern Ireland, they flunked out after being like hammered 2 days ago. Ireland, they're not British, but they didn't make it either. They got beaten by Denmark. But, you know, one team that did make the World Cup this year... Thanks, Nolsey. We're going to keep him going in the background.
Is there anything better than hearing a bit of Nolsey when you're celebrating Australia?
Oh, my goodness. Yesterday, the Socceroos played Honduras in the do-or-die final leg of the World Cup, and they took out the victory 3-1 with three goals by a guy who has only played 100 minutes of club football all year.
Really? And that's a really short amount of time.
That's a game and a half.
Yeah, just over a game.
Mile Yedinaki plays for Aston Villa in the Championship. So the division below, say, Manchester United and Chelsea in the English Premier League.
Yeah.
And he's been out injured the whole time.
Right.
And so Mile Yedinaki's come in. And he has won the game for the Socceroos. This is how it ended yesterday.
Again, it was pretty untidy, but Ellis gets the goal.
And as you watch that replay, Nestor Pitana has blown the full-time whistle. And Australia have done it. It has taken 884 days, 22 games, and an awful lot of soul-searching along the way. But Australia are going to their fourth consecutive World Cup finals.
So now, Mike, it is without a doubt that the Socceroos will be in Russia next year for the World Cup.
And how many World Cups in a row is that now?
Now, that's our fourth in a row after, like, I think it was 40 years between the
World I think, because I saw a tweet earlier about the World Cup. It was like 1974, and then we didn't get back until like 2006.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a massive drought, and now we're just in there all the time.
It's
really good to see.
The heroic captain, Mile Yedinaki, who scored the hat trick, this is what he had to say post-game.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to describe. It's unreal. You know, we knew it was always going to be a difficult qualification campaign, but this makes it very, very special to do it in front of our home fans in such a, you know, do or die contest. It's always, we didn't really want it that way, but it's happened, and you know, we're very grateful that we're going to another World Cup.
You've got the Australian flag draped over you, the match ball in your hand. You said it's the first one that you've got. You're going to another World Cup, Mile.
Yeah, it's extra special. I mean, it was our duty as a nation of football players to get this job done. You know, we were set out on a task 2.5 years ago, and we set it in our way, and you know, we stuck to our guns, and you know, we got here in the end, and now it's time to enjoy this moment And look forward to what is going to be a big 2018.
He is an absolute hero. That was Mille Jedinak, the captain of the Socceroos. Mm-hmm. And Mike, I've got a bit of a personal story with Mille Jedinak because my very first ever radio job, I worked for a station called 2GO in Gosford, and I was sent down by the breakfast team at the time. They're called Sarah and Dwayne. Anyone from the coast might have heard of them. And they sent me down to the stadium in Gosford on the waterfront. Mm-hmm. And on one of my first days on air, I actually interviewed Mille Jedinak.
Wow.
Because he played for the Central Coast Mariners, my local team.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And just to see him on a massive stage like that, and he's going to be on a bigger one with the World Cup as well.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, should we do it one more time? Oh, everybody, windows down.
It?
Yeah.
And are we going to do it?
Blasting around the Central West.
Come on, Aussie, come on, come on. Come on, Aussie, come on.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I want to know. This is the song I sing when I'm on my way to McDonald's to get their new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range available after 10:30 a.m.
It's what you feel when sometimes it has to happen. Ooh, sometimes you sit in the waiting bay, you see that door open, it's like, I feel it coming.
Oh, yeah.
I feel my meal coming.
Oh, yeah. Some golden fries, some Big Mac sauce on the side. Macca's double
He's
on Wellington.
Still going.
Still going.
Weekend still goes,
I'm just pretending I'm eating a Gourmet Creations range right now.
Okay.
Very different than their song about not feeling your face.
Here we go. Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit our display home.
Will you be Pipper and Jimmy's lucky duck?
Lucky duck.
13, 12, 16. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you going today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Hey, Linda, if you had a massive swim spa, where would you put it?
In the backyard.
Do you have room for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is perfect because, Linda, you're on the standby list to win one of our lucky ducks.
Yay!
How good is that?
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. And I beat everyone else trying to get through, so Paulie.
Exactly. That's you get to lord that over people. That's awesome.
You should go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Fastest finger first, straight in there.
Yeah, fast finger. Yeah, like that.
That's cool. Thank you.
No worries at all, Linda. Your next chance to win all day with Pete at work. He's kicking off next with Hits and Old School all day. But before we go, Mike, we went on the Daily Mail and we were shocked to see a story.
Is this breaking news? This might be breaking news.
Breaking news. Do we have a... I don't think we've got a breaking news.
We don't have
news.
A breaking news opener or anything, but let's just like... Breaking news.
Breaking... Maybe could we use... No, I don't really have anything to... Well, actually, here, I've got an idea of what we can use.
Okay, what are you using here? We can't use
I can't use that because it doesn't work. Oh, actually, maybe I could. One second. Mike, could you just pad out for a second?
Yeah, I hope everyone's doing good in Dubbo in the Central West. It's been a lovely day. Great day with the Socceroos and everything.
Oh, yeah. By the way, North Korea have just sentenced Donald Trump to death.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean by this? So correct me if I'm wrong. So North Korea, so Kim Jong-un, he has sentenced Donald Trump to death.
To death.
Can he do that?
Well, it's obviously, according to Daily Mail, it's obviously been a very fair trial that they've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't found any information to the contrary.
Absolutely not. And, yeah, this is, like, we laugh about this because, I mean, like, look, it's probably, like, North Korea has no, they can't do this.
No.
But also, we laugh because we're a little bit scared. Nuclear war could
happen. Nuclear war. You know the reason why he's been sentenced to death? Because he called Kim Jong-un short and fat.
Oh, gosh. Is this the most juvenile thing in the world? I think it might be.
So should we do a PSA to Donald Trump? Public service
Don't
announcement?
Visit North Korea.
Try not to.
I'd avoid it. Go south.
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 You're currently on an extradition order. Get your lawyers, Trump. Hey, everyone, it's been a great day. Thanks for joining us as we celebrated the yes vote across the Central West. It has been amazing. Hey, catch up at hit.com.au if you want to hear movie analyst Shane A. Bassett's review of the new Justice League film. We crossed live to LA with Dean McCarthy, with Scoopla. We dissected the survey results and who voted in the Central West and how they voted. We also went through the Socceroos massive win against Honduras. Mike, it has been
flat out.
A flat out 3 hours.
It's been an absolute celebration for multiple reasons as well. And plus tomorrow, $700 up for grabs in Wake Up Call, $5,600 in Smash for Cash.
Everyone have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Bye.